Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of Confident and Killing It. Last week I spoke about killing it in quarantine and dealing with negative thoughts and emotions and my story about how COVID-19 impacted my business, but I found a way to bounce back. Today I want to talk about killing it in quarantine from a productivity perspective. So I'm going to be tackling productivity guilt and comparison, what it is, how we get stuck in it, and how to move past it. So, have you been feeling guilty about your productivity levels during this lockdown? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all have. Why? Because society makes us feel like if we're not ticking off all our boxes of all the million and one things that we have to do, it means we're a complete failure. But that is just not true. There was a viral quote that went round on Twitter that said Shakespeare made some of his best work during the pandemic. So if you aren't creating right now and being creative and intellectual, then, you know, you're an absolute failure. That was not what the exact quote said, but it was basically saying that. And I really want to challenge it, because if you've been feeling like you're not good enough because you're not working at your usual standard compared to everybody else, you need to keep listening to this episode. So, what does productivity actually mean? Productivity means spending time doing what matters. It is about understanding what is meaningful to you, what matters to you, and spending your time doing that. It is that simple. Productivity can look like different things to different people in a pandemic, right? Some people prefer to prioritize rest and relaxation, and they are Netflixing and having bubble baths and resting and sleeping loads and eating loads of yummy food. And that is perfectly normal, because that is what matters to them right now. For some other people, what matters could be finally using this chance to learn a new skill or invest in their business or run or attend masterclasses like I've been doing. Both are okay. Some people might prefer a mix. Some days I'm in bed till 4 p.m., literally just lazing around, and that is being productive because I am resting, I am recovering. And then other days I'm literally working 12 hours straight with no breaks. And that is also productive because at both times I am doing what matters to me. So you've got to understand, who are you? What do you enjoy doing? What sets your heart on fire? What are your values? Figure out what's important to you. What are your values? Reconnect with yourself. When was the last time you reconnected with yourself? Ask yourself some questions. What is important? What do you value? If you struggle with articulating what your values are, please, please, please send me a DM at Tiwalola on Instagram so I can help you talk through it and send you some resources that you can use to articulate what matters to you. But you've also got to think about what energizes you versus what drains you. That is a key factor. Are you spending your time doing what energizes you, or are you spending your time doing what drains you? You've got to spend your time doing what matters and what energizes you. People wonder how I can work for so many hours and for so long and not get burnt out, because every day when I wake up, I'm intentional about doing the things that give me energy. That is it. Do the things that give you energy. Do the things that make you feel alive. That is when you are truly productive. And there is nothing bad with prioritizing doing what's important to you in the middle of a pandemic. In fact, this is the time to really prioritize that, because we've seen how things can just get taken away from us at the blink of an eye. Life is short. Don't take it for granted. Spend your time doing what's important to you. It's also important to realize that your worth does not depend on your productivity levels, okay? Somebody needs to hear this. Your worth does not depend on your productivity levels, okay? Your worth is intrinsic. Nothing can take that away from you. You matter simply because you exist. I will say that again. You matter simply because you exist. Whether you do 5 things in a day or you do 2 things in a day, it doesn't matter. You still have worth. It doesn't matter where you are born, how much money you have, how much you've accomplished by your age. None of that matters, because the fact that you have made it to the universe right now, in this time, in this very moment, means that you matter, means that you are here for a reason. Do not base your self-worth on your productivity levels. That is the best way to get yourself into a negative rut and feeling guilty and not feeling good enough. Whenever I used to get colds in the past and I couldn't work as hard as I was working, I would always feel so guilty, like, oh my gosh, I haven't done enough. How did I move past it? I redefined what productivity meant to me. That simple. Now, rest is productive to me. Absolutely, rest is productive. And so I don't feel guilty about not ticking off all the boxes, because what good is it to send 50 emails in a day and you don't care about any single one of those emails, right? It's pointless. What good is it to show up at 5 meetings in a day, but you don't care and you're not engaged in any of the meetings you show up? It's not about ticking boxes. It's about understanding what is important to you and doing those things. Remember that your worth is your worth. No one can take that away from you. Your worth is constant. And don't base your worth on your actions, okay? You matter simply because you exist. And everything else you do supports your worth, but it can never take away your worth, okay? So learn to base your worth on powerful things rather than on fleeting things like how many emails you send in a day, okay? You are so much more than how many emails you send in a day. Now, the next thing I want to get onto is comparison. This big, big black cloud that is comparison. Now, a big driver of productivity guilt is comparison, because we are now spending so much more time on social media looking at what other people are doing. We are beginning to compare their levels of productivity with our levels of productivity, right? If you see somebody who's on the gram, working out every day, eating healthy food, doing this and doing that, and you're just like, oh my gosh, they're doing so much, and I'm just literally sat here on the sofa, not showered for 3 days or brushed my hair all week, I suck. That is what comparison will do to you. But you actually have no idea what is going on behind the scenes. Comparison will make you think that you are terrible and everyone else is so much better than you. But is that really true? Is that really true that you are terrible and everybody else has it all together? How do you know everyone has it all together? Just because you see a picture of somebody working out on Instagram does not mean they are a perfect human being and they have it all together. No. Think about what is the truth. Focus on who you are. You are good enough, okay? Comparison also does not make any sense, because you're comparing the worst of you, you're behind the scenes, to the best of other people. I used to compare, when I first started Confident and Killing It, I will compare my early days to people who had 1 million followers on Instagram. Like, does that make any sense? Does that really make any sense? I have literally just started and I'm seeing people who have been in the game since before I was born, and I'm comparing what I have to what they've built. Like, that is so silly. That makes no sense. They have a 10-year gap ahead of me. Do you know how much you can accomplish in 10 years? So I had to learn to stop comparing myself to all my faves who are 10, 12 years ahead of me, and realize that slow progress is still progress. Slow progress is still progress. I don't need to compare my 3 months as an entrepreneur to somebody who's been doing it for 12 years that can now charge thousands and thousands of pounds for their services. I will get there one day, but I've got to trust the path that I'm on and be patient with myself and my journey. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Compassion and patience are essential when it comes to getting over productivity guilt. Understand that we are not meant to move at 100% of the time. We really are not. So it doesn't matter if you think you can see somebody else who has it all together. Know that life is a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down, and sometimes you will have your down days. But the important thing is not to get stuck and to keep moving forward. So don't beat yourself up if your reality doesn't match the perfect image in your head. Change the perfect image in your head instead of beating yourself up about it, because that image is probably not realistic, okay? It doesn't make sense to compare yourself. And another thing you can do to overcome comparison is to redefine success on your own terms. One of my favorite definitions of success is Maya Angelou's definition. And she says, success is liking who you are, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. It's not about keeping up with appearances, right? It's not about doing what the world says success looks like, you know, having the perfect house, the perfect partner, the perfect car, the perfect business, da, da, da. No, success is liking who you are, because what joy is it to have the best house in the world, but to look in the mirror every single day and hate yourself? What joy is it to have all the Instagram followers in the world, but every single time you go to post a picture of yourself, you're freaking out because you don't love who you are? That's not success. So the world is quick to say success is all about numbers, how much money you have, who knows you, where you've worked, what you've done, how many followers you have on social media. That is what the world says success is. But if you use that definition, you will be miserable. Straight up. I've been posting videos on Instagram since 2017, and for the first 2 years, I defined my success on how many people liked, how many people commented, how many people shared. But I've had to change my definition of success because that definition made me miserable. And you will never, ever get to a number where you are satisfied. I said, okay, when I'm on 5K followers, I'll be satisfied. You get to 5K and all of a sudden 5K isn't enough. Who feels what I'm saying right now, okay? You get to 5K and all of a sudden it's not enough. And then you get to your another target and it just keeps pushing backwards and backwards and backwards. If you put your definition of success on the toxic definition that society has created, you will never be happy, because as soon as you reach the goalpost, it just moves further again because somebody has already done something that's bigger and better. So define success on your own terms. Who are you? What do you like about yourself? What are your strengths? What do you do? Do you wake up every single day and feel alive and feel grateful for the work that you are doing? That is true success. And when you focus on who you are, what you do, and whether you like it or not, you stop comparing yourself to other people, because now it's not a game about numbers and who has the biggest numbers or who has the most engagement. Instead, it's about you and the journey you are on. And that is the best way to get over comparison. So pretend you're in a car, right? If you're driving in a car, you're looking left, you're looking right at what everyone else is doing, at everybody else driving in their own lanes, what's about to happen? A literal car crash, because you're not looking ahead, you're just looking left and right to see what other people are doing. Comparison is a car crash waiting to happen. When you don't focus on your life and be intentional about what you need to move forward in the path that you are on, but you're fixated on what other people are doing in their own lanes, you will not move forward in life. And then life will pass you by, time will pass you by, and everybody else who focused on their lanes has made progress and you haven't, because you are stuck parked in your car looking left and right at what other people were doing. And finally, when it comes to comparison, you've got to learn to celebrate yourself. You've got to be grateful for who you are and how far you have come. Comparison makes you forget the good things about you. If you remember in the first episode, I was constantly comparing my body to my sister's. Something I didn't share with you then was when I was busy saying, oh, she's got such a flat tummy. Oh, this is so unfair. How come she can just eat whatever she wants? She was looking at me and going, wow, Tiwa is such a good speaker. Tiwa has such a way with people. Tiwa's so smart. She's so organized. She always does so well in school. That's what she was thinking about me, but I was busy fussing about how she could eat whatever she wants. Do you see what comparison does? It makes you forget and blind to the good things about yourself when you're fixated on all the amazing things about other people and thinking that you are not good enough. So you need to remind yourself of your greatness. How do you do this? By tracking your wins monthly. Okay, you've got to track your wins. I have a monthly wins tracker for small wins and big wins. And it is the key to overcoming comparison, because when you start feeling like you're not good enough and everyone else is amazing, you can go back into your monthly wins tracker and look back at all the amazing things you've achieved and actually tell yourself, like, you know what? I'm good. And society makes us think there can only be room for one woman at the top. There's only space for one person to be a winner. But actually, there is room for everybody. One woman's success does not take away from your own success. So you don't need to feel bad when you see somebody else being successful. Know that your time is coming. Know that there is room for you at the top as well. To get there, you need to focus on your journey, though. You're not going to get to the top by fantasizing over other people's journeys and comparing yourself to them. You get to the top by focusing on your lane and taking practical steps to make sure that you are achieving the goals and you have defined the life that you want to live. So celebrating yourself is so important. Another reason why it's really important is because it makes you look at your future with optimism and confidence. It helps you remember what you've achieved in the past. And if you did it in the past, you can do it again. When COVID-19 first hit me and I thought that my business was over and there was nothing to me and I felt like a complete failure, I went back to look at my previous successes, and that gave me the motivation and confidence that I needed to know that I can get through whatever the world throws at me. Think of the birthdays you remember. Your favorite birthdays are the ones you celebrated and the ones that are memorable to you. When you do not celebrate your wins and your accomplishments, you forget them. And then when the negativity hits, when the comparison comes in and is like, oh, look at that person, they're doing so well. What have you done today? Like, everybody has thought that. Everybody has thought that. You cannot tell me that has never even occurred to you. We've all thought that, oh, look at this person. Oh, they're doing fabulous. What have you done today? Absolutely nothing, right? When that voice comes in, if you do not remember the good things about yourself, you will have nothing to say back to it. Then you'll be like, oh, actually, yeah, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should just give up because they're already so much ahead of me. What's the point in me even trying? But if you remember your accomplishments, when that voice comes in to say, you're nothing, you'll never amount to anything, you're a failure, negative, negative, negative. There's another side of you that can be like, actually, I'm a badass. Actually, I'm doing something that I have never done before, and I know it's not going to be easy, but I am going to get through it. You have to be your own cheerleader. And the only way to be your own cheerleader is by making sure you celebrate yourself and are grateful for who you are. Last thing I want to touch on is procrastination. And there's actually a science behind procrastination. Did you know? Well, I'm going to tell you now. Your thoughts lead to your feelings, and your feelings lead to the actions that you take or you don't take. So I want you to grab a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. On one side of the paper, write motivation. On the other side of the paper, write procrastination. And I want you to think of something you're really motivated to do. So for me, speaking to women, running masterclasses, those are the things I'm really motivated to do. So think of something you are motivated to do and write down the thoughts and the feelings you have about it. So for example, let's say you love cooking food, okay? So you're about to cook an amazing dinner. You get excited. You're thinking, oh, this is gonna taste so good. I'm excited. Yes, yummy food, get in my tummy now. Think about what motivates you and the thoughts and the feelings you have around it. Then, once you've done that, I want you to think of something you are procrastinating at the moment. What is it? And what are the thoughts and feelings you have about that activity that you are currently procrastinating? Okay? Once you've done that, I want you to look at the difference in your thoughts and your feelings between the two activities. What I'm sure you'll probably find is that when you are motivated to do something, your thoughts about that thing are positive. And when you are procrastinating something, the thoughts you have about it are negative. Oh, this is so much effort. This is so long. There's no point in doing this. It's so difficult. I don't have the time, right? Your thoughts lead to your feelings and your feelings lead to the actions that you take or you don't take. Negative thoughts will lead to negative feelings and lead to no action. Think about it. Maybe you've been in a meeting and you need to speak up. That voice comes in to say, don't speak up, you might say something stupid. And then you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, maybe that is right. I might say something stupid. And then you start feeling sweaty and then your throat starts closing and then you don't say anything in the meeting. You procrastinate about saying something. Or you say, oh, I'll say it after. And then the meeting comes to an end and you never say it. Negative thoughts lead to negative feelings and will push you not to take action. Positive thoughts lead to positive feelings and will encourage you to take action. So if you are procrastinating about something, go back and check your thoughts. What are you thinking about that activity? Can you learn to reframe those thoughts so they are positive rather than negative? Now, if you want to learn how to reframe thoughts, make sure you go back and listen to my last episode because I literally did a walkthrough of how to reframe negative thoughts and emotions. When you're reframing a negative thought, you've got to think about how can this activity add value to my life? I procrastinated a lot when it came to creating this podcast because what was I thinking? Oh, I don't have the skills to do it. Who's really going to listen? What else was I thinking? I don't have enough content. Like when you create a podcast, you've got to keep going and going and going. And I just don't have enough content for it. I'm not organized enough for it. Those were the thoughts going through my head. So of course I said later, another time, next month. The way I found the motivation to actually start this podcast was by reframing those negative thoughts. And I looked at how can creating a podcast add value to me, add value to my life and to my business. And I realized, actually, you know, Instagram is great. IGTV is great. There's loads of content, but sometimes it's distracting. And sometimes rather than staying watching something, you just want to listen and go about your day, but have this inspiring, thoughtful content playing in your ears. And when I reframed it like that, I was like, oh, okay, actually, I really need to create this podcast because I have so much to say, so much goodness to bring. And sometimes Instagram just always isn't the best platform for long form content like this. Once I was able to reframe it, I actually found more motivation. Once I saw the value that it added to my life, I found more motivation to go and do that thing. If there's something you've been wanting to do this lockdown season, but you've been procrastinating it, try and make it align to your values and look for the positive things about it and try and change your thoughts. In summary, how do you kill it in quarantine and live your life without feeling guilty about what everybody else is doing? Know what's important to you and get militant about doing those things. Set boundaries. Prioritize your well-being, okay? I actually now block out Tiwa time in my calendar because if it's important, it deserves to go in your calendar. So I block out Tiwa time in my calendar now. I make sure that on Mondays, I don't have any coaching sessions, only in the evening. So Monday, the whole day, I'm not doing anything because I run masterclasses on Sundays. I need to make sure I have Mondays off. So I blocked out all of Monday in my diary for just Tiwa time and other hours in the week, I block it out as well. Then I also have my killing it in quarantine checklist, which is number one, meditation. Number two, visualization. Number three, exercising and moving my body. Number four, practicing gratitude. And number five, making sure I'm checking in with friends and FaceTiming and calling funny friends who really raise my mood. So that is my quarantine checklist that has literally boosted my positive emotions and made me just stay focused on my life and what I want to achieve, rather than freaking out that this person made so much money in quarantine, this person built their business in quarantine, and I'm here like freaking out like, am I doing the right thing or not? Okay, so set boundaries, prioritize your well-being, focus on what you want and do those things. Don't compare yourself to other people, because comparison does not make sense. If you compare yourself to other people, you are basically saying, I want to feel terrible. And you are being proactive about feeling terrible. Is that a smart thing to do? I don't think it is. Focus on your lane and do not compare yourself to other people. There is enough room for everyone to thrive and be successful. Your time will come. Your lane is your lane. Slow progress is still progress. Check your thoughts. Positive thoughts lead to positive feelings, lead to positive action. If you want to make the most out of this quarantine period, make sure your thoughts are positive about yourself and about your life. I know there's a lot of negative news and chaos and uncertainty, but it's a choice you can make every single day to change your perspective and be grateful and focus on what you can control. The power of choice is in your hands. And finally, celebrate yourself. Don't dim your light to make other people feel more comfortable. Celebrate who you are and the amazing things you have accomplished, because that makes you feel more confident in yourself when you think of your future. So rather than freaking out in the future that you might not have what it takes, what if you fail, what if no one comments or likes on your pictures, or what if people laugh and judge you, if you remember the resilience you have shown, the creativity you have shown in the past, you will have more motivation to take risks in the future. So don't feel shy about celebrating yourself. It's not bragging if it's based on facts, and your achievements are the facts, okay? So keep receipts of your achievements and remember just how incredible you are. Okay, that is all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, tag me at Tiwalola and at Confident and Killing It, because so many people in this season are feeling guilty about not being productive, and it's just not a nice feeling. So let's make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure people hear this message and they start living a confident and killing it life where they believe in themselves and they love who they are and they are not feeling guilty about their productivity levels. Also, please make sure you go on iTunes and rate and leave a review of this podcast. I'm just starting out, so your support means everything to me. And I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that you're good, you're well, you're loving life, you're killing it. So a review from you would be absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.